We thank you, Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you for this another month that you have allowed us to wake into, up into, Father. We thank you for your presence here, Father. I pray that your power and that your anointing will fill this place in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the blood because it still works. We thank you for new opportunities and for new possibilities. And, God, we come this morning just to lift you up, to magnify your name. We give you all the glory. We give you the honor. We give you all the praise. Let praises rise from the inside, of us, oh, God. Let praises rise from the inside, of me. May you delight in the inside, of me. Come fill my life from the inside, of me. Set me on fire from the inside, of me. 'Cause all I want is for you, to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Let praises rise from the inside, of me. May you delight in the inside, of me. Come fill my life from the inside, of me. Set me on fire from the inside, of me. 'Cause all I want is for you, to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you, to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. 'Cause all I want is for you, to be glorified, for you to be lifted lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift the name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. How I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. 'Cause all I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Let this be your prayer today. fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart, God, till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name.
Hallelujah. Great day, great day, great day. We are feeling good because the Songbird, the original, has brought us in and has brought us into the throne room of God with all I want is to glorify you and for you to be lifted. And we lift his name on high. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Father, we give you thanks. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We do want the headlines to tell of your marvelous works. And the only way, Father, that they will do that is that we commit, Father, to telling everybody everywhere we go who you are and what you've done for us. Our praises will rise from the inside, and we will lift your name on high this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this call. We thank you for Songbird Minister Tiffany as she so committedly every morning, hallelujah, out there in California so early in the morning brings us in to your throne room. We thank you for this call, the master's call, for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and how they saw the vision, how their eyes are even being opened even the more in 2020 with the 2020 vision that you are still downloading in them this year. We thank you for the owners of the Artist Life, hallelujah, company, Father, and all that is involved. We thank you for the members on this call, for the staff on this call. Father, we came to glorify you today. We came to lift you high. Hallelujah. Open our ears and our hearts that we may hear the great message that you have deposited down on the speaker today, that we may run with it and lift your name on high, telling everybody what we've heard today. It is in Jesus' name we pray. We say thank you. And bless your name. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there this morning?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. Good morning, Minister Sharon Spouse. Thank you for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. Great day, great day. Powerful prayer, and we want to thank Minister Tiffany all the way out in California for her rushing us in and rushing us this morning. Lord, I lift your name on high. And I'd like to always say, and when I'm there, Jesus, 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 he fills my heart this morning. Hallelujah. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. So glad to be here this morning. Let me share with you a little bit about our call this morning. October 2010, we started as two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this journey. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be on it this morning. Yes, we have a scripture that we stand on, Psalms 88 and 13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement. Is that to enhance, empower believers as we begin today. Amen. So we also have a website that you can visit 24/7. That website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All the message has been archived on this site, as well as our bio of all of our speakers. Then, and we're going to just share with you the theme for 2020 was supernatural, eyes of faith. Eyes of faith that can't stand enough in us and through us. Evidence of greatness work must be released and seen. Amen. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this, bless ministers as they greeted, as Minister Sharon did, and as host as yours truly, a word, if you have a word from the Lord, you may even have prayer requests or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And when our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Wellesman, and our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we have also a beautiful thing on Friday. We can take your prayer request, and that was a beautiful thing. So live, we can take that live. So take your time out and hang in with us on Friday. You can also put in your praise report. We have a phenomenal company called Ice International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and you also can share with each and everyone that you come in contact with right at this time. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Monday after this call, and a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products, and that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If you have the service, your service is T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, we have a bypass number that you can use, and that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, where you follow the prompts. Monday, inspirational call is going to happen. We are so glad we have one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weathers, who will be our host and greeter on that call. So plug in. She is awesome. She has this information that we may stay connected, because I tell you, it is so important that we stay connected in this world at this time. And I want to say to you, also, visit your back office, and please keep the update on Artist so that you can stay connected in what we're doing here in Artist Life. I'm so grateful today to be a part of this family, and it's wonderful. Well, I'm not going to hold you any longer. We have a phenomenal co-founder is going to be our speaker this morning, and I'm not going to hold you long. I'm just going to give you a short version of Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Well, Lord, she is such an inspiration to me moving forward. I can't thank her enough for all that she does. She's also been doing that fasting. It's just so much, and I thank her for all that she do. Our speaker this morning, like I said, doesn't need no introduction, but I'm gonna give a short version of her about what she does. Oh, proclaim the word of God. She is the first ambassador for the Artist Health and Wellness Company. She is the co-founder of the Master's Call. She loves her two adult children and adore her five grandchildren. We call her the queen, super fantastic. However, she's preferred to be called Dr. PK. We love that. There is so much that we can say about her. Therefore, I direct you to go to the website and read up her extensive bio. Dr. PK Roberts Patton has a bio on, and you go to the website, as I stated before, www.themasterscall.net, and you can get a full page about Dr. Vanessa Peter Rice. Without further ado, let me introduce the son and present to other my friend and partner, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you out there?
I am, Honorable Cynthia Cox. Good morning. How are you?
I'm standing this morning. Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you so much for what you do for us, for coming to us in such a unique ministry. We thank God for you, my dear, there in that Bronx, New York, the Bronx, New York. Good morning, TMC family. I am so grateful to be with you today. I do give honor to Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who resides out here in California. I just decided to join her out here. Let praises rise from the inside is my prayer, God, to you this morning. And my only desire is that they will see you, Lord, and see you be glorified in me and everything I do. I want to make you smile most of all. What a wonderful, wonderful praise and worship time. Thank God for you. And Minister Sharon Stowers there in Houston, Texas, God bless you. Great day it is, my sister. I love and appreciate you and absolutely love that Psalms 145 that you gave us this morning. Absolutely wonderful. And what can I say about our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, my sister? I love you and Mother Josie this morning. Give her my hugs and kisses to let her know that we at TMC family absolutely appreciate her. There is so much that is on my heart this morning, so much that I would like to share. However, because the time is so limited and our minds can take just so much, I'm going to have to get focused here. TMC family, this is an exciting day. Yes, it is. When we think about the fact that we have already marched on over here into March, January is gone, February is gone. There's nothing that we can do about those 2 months, but we can thank God about for this third month. And those of you who know me know that I absolutely love that number three. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. As I was thinking about March, I thought about a childhood song. We're marching, marching up to Zion, that beautiful city of God. We are marching. And you know, me being a soldier, I can see myself just marching around here, you all just getting ready for what it is that God is doing with us, through us, and for us. Absolutely. Absolutely excited. Excited about the fact that this month of March is also designated as a Women History Month. And there are women, you all, that we should be identifying, that we want to let know that we absolutely love and appreciate them for who they are and what they are in our lives and have touched us in such significant ways. Yes. Women History Month. I happen to be one of those. I'm a proud black woman. Thank God for what he has done in my life and for who I am. And then March 19th is going to be the beginning of spring, springing us into. This is a powerful month, you all, just a powerful month. But today, what am I wanting to lift up? I thought about talking about a woman who has really changed and changed my life and helped me to get to where I want to be. But good God, it's so many women who have come through my life and who have, I said, couldn't do that. Then I thought about just talking a little bit about how I marched for the United States Army and marched as a soldier. I said, God, that's too long. And then I said, just bring me on down, narrow it on down. So many great things have happened for this month of March for me that I could talk about. And so he said, well, just talk a little bit about Lent. And I said, that Lent, yeah, Lent. Doing Lent, what is that? What is that? A lot of people don't even want to acknowledge you know, anything that the Catholics did for Christianity to be where we are and what we're all about. We want to just throw them completely out of the mix of things, but I'm here to tell you they have already done what they're going to do, and it is very much a part of this great church and who we are. God has taken everything. He says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to the purpose of God. And let me tell you all one thing. This one thing, y'all write this one thing down. I'm going to give you some more things, but this one thing. It is time out for us to stop trying to make ourselves bigger by making other folks small. And making other, that is one thing that 45 is doing that has caused many problems, that is to minimize President Obama and his contributions to the nation and to this world so that it'll make him look big. Ain't gonna happen. The man already served 8 years. Listen, the Catholics were here before we ever really, let me tell you one thing, know that we were here, all right? And so when I hear folks go out and try to minimize what it is that they have done, so I've had some Christians say to me, some of my good Holy Ghost saved, sanctified folks, we don't celebrate Lent. Do you understand? That's something that the Catholics brought on board, and we don't even need to do that. I said, well, let me tell you one thing. You do it your way, I'm going to do it mine. God has given us a great gift of choice. What is it that you are choosing to do, though, that is going to help you to move into the place that God has for you? Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Lent this morning, because during Lent, we ask the question, what am I going to give up for Lent? Most give up chocolate. Well, chocolate, giving up chocolate wouldn't do anything for me. I'm not a real chocolate eater. I don't care nothing about chocolate ice cream. And the only chocolate that I like pretty good is Snickers, and I don't need those right now at this state of my life. So that doesn't do me any good. But the question is, what are you giving up? And then what are you going to replace what you are giving up with? Most of the time when Easter arrives, because Lent is the 40 days leading up to Easter, when Easter arrives, we realize that we have not grown spiritually at all since the beginning of Lent. We gave up chocolate. We gave up something. But what did we replace? And what did we put in its place? Giving up things can help us to have a meaningful Lent, but that's not what Lent really is all about. Lent is about doing something bold that will help you to become a better you, a better sister, a better wife, a better mother, a better person, a better Christian, a better you, bottom line, Y-O-U. Not about you just glorying in the fact that, girl, I haven't had any sugar this whole time. Well, you ought to give up sugar anyway, because sugar is poison. What if this year you did more than just give up something for Lent, but you do something life-changing that will absolutely help you to become a better person, a better child of the King? Oh, that's bold, isn't it? Well, let me just get back here in this scripture. And Minister Sharon, you have gotten my Bible, girl. You know I'm loving up on this Message Bible. I started out with this scripture a few months ago in Matthew 4:4. When Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test, the devil was ready to give it to him. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. That left him, of course, in a state of extreme hunger. My subject today is going to deal with hunger, which the devil took advantage of in the first test. Now, you need to understand that Jesus was not tested once, not twice, but he gave him three big tests. And since you are God's son, this is what he said, speak the word that will turn these stones into loaves of bread. The test of Jesus, your test. God gave us a test last week. God asked me to start this Lent off, not with just giving up something, but to just have liquids. I told you, you could liquefy anything you want. Put your broccoli, your collard greens, or whatever you want. We got a blender now that can liquefy everything. Put your turkey leg in a liquid. Just to be obedient We are a disobedient, stiff-necked, I'm going to have it my way kind of people. I done just finished a 40-day fast. Who she thinks she is telling me I need to go on a liquid fast now? Well, I'm telling you that in order for you to do something life-changing, I promise you, I'm telling you this. You can write it down. In order for you to do something truly life-changing that's going to last, you've got to make up in your mind, you got to have a made-up mind that you are going to develop a fasted lifestyle. That's all that I'm saying, that I believe that God is calling me to give to you is instructions on how to live a fasted lifestyle. That's all I believe that this scripture that I began to read to you this morning is all about. And that 40 days is symbolizing the fact that in a fasted lifestyle, you're going to have tests, you're going to have trials, and you're going to have tribulations. But in the midst of all of that, God himself has given us a pattern by which we can pass the test. Somebody say, I want to pass the test. I don't want to continue taking these tests over and over, Dr. PK. I want to pass the test. Well, God says to tell you this morning that in the midst of your Lent season, and you're almost to get to 1 week, the first week of Lent will be up on Wednesday, what is it that you've decided to do that is life-changing? Why is it that it makes you feel that you are being deprived just to be asked to fast, to give up just 3 days, nothing but liquids? Well, I didn't do it, and that 3 days over. Well, I want you to know that you have a chance to do it this week. Get your mind made up. Go into Wednesday saying, Lord, for 72 hours, I'm liquefying my diet so that I can hear from you. The purpose of a fast, you all, is so that we can get ourselves out of the place of being hungry for this physical stuff, be it food, be it technology, be it the touch of another human being, but to get into the face of God, to hear his voice, to know that I need you. It is so that you will hunger for him the more. Hunger for knowing what it is that God has for you to do the more. Hunger for the true purpose of what it is that God has for you in this season of your life. Hunger, hunger. Oh, I'm hungry for you, Lord Jesus. I'm hungry for you. I want you to be glorified in my life. I can't do it by myself. I need you. I need you to give me explicit details on whom I'm to speak to today, whose life I'm to touch today. Who is it, God, that you have already set up with ears open to hear a word from me, from you through me to them that will make a life-changing decision? Who would say, yes, I want Jesus in my life. Yes, I want to be a better person. Life-changing, life-changing. Who is it? Help me, Lord, as I'm going through this fast, that my ears are open and attuned to you so that I can hear what it is that you would have me to do. So preparation, the 3 days of fasting, of liquefying your diet, is preparation. How are you prepared? Russell Wilson has said it this way. The separation is in the preparation. When we separate ourselves from what we have been doing it our way, when we separate ourselves, we are preparing ourselves so that we can hear what it is that God has for us. We are preparing ourselves for the battle. by fasting, we are preparing ourselves. Somebody said preparation, preparation. I want to be prepared. Preparation, preparation. I want to be ready. Preparation, preparation. So by fasting, Jesus actively declares, I want you, God. I hunger for you, Father. I need you more than anything else the world has to offer. I hunger for you. Above all, Jesus knows that this is what is tested in the wilderness. He knows that this, testing your hunger. What are you hungering for today? Lord God, I finished up. I'm not finished. The time is through with me. Let me stop here, you all. I'm going to be working on what it takes to live a fasted lifestyle, because living a fasted lifestyle will place you in the position so that you can have and do something life-changing, and you want to be a life-change agent for the Lord. Amen. That's straight from the Holy Ghost oven. Come on, Honorable Cynthia Cox, and take us up out of here. I'll come back for benedictions if you let me. If not, you can benedict it yourself. It's all about following God this morning. You got it?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that on-time message. That's profound word. Yes, yes, yes. I want a lifestyle. I want to fast, and I was fasting this last week, and I needed it. Oh my God, Lord, I needed for things happening. I thank you for that profound word, and I will call you back for the benediction after the prayer and a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over all the prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for a new day that we never seen before. We thank you for the blessing upon blessing our lives and loving one another. Heavenly Father, we thank you just being you all by yourself. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Hatton for that profound words, a lifestyle of fasting with hunger. I want to be ready for the Lord. I need him. I need him like never before. We'll give you thanks this morning for the two of them, two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Well, Ron, you just heard her word this morning, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their leadership and their vision for this master's call. I need them this morning. I need this morning. We thank you for the prayer warriors this morning and the guests that join us here on the master's call and all of the artist descriptors that join us this morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artists' life worldwide. Hallelujah, this morning. We thank you for the Mother Joseph, Mother Alma, Mother Eleanor, and Mother Scott this morning, Lord. We give you praise this morning for the mention of our call. We pray for every sick and shut in, Lord. We touch nobody this morning to the hospital, touch the nursing home, touch everybody in the hospital, everybody that's incarcerated, Lord, they need you like never before. We'll cover every bereaved family this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them. We pray for, give a special prayer for Brenda Sanders this morning, Lord. Touch her this morning like never before, Lord. She needs you this morning. Heavenly Father, we hear our prayer and deliver us from everything this morning, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. Father, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen to everyone. We want. Do you want to hear this playback of this powerful message from Dr. P.K. Robert Patton this morning? That number is 712-432-9, and the PIN number is 957-677 pound. The number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677 pound. So this morning we do not want you to plug into the next call, which is going to be the New World Vision call, where we have our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be the speaker and the greeting us this morning. So we're going to be thankful. So plug into the call. She has an awesome message this morning. And don't forget to look at your back office and also stay in touch for what's going on with artists' life. And also we want to thank Minister Sharon Tapp for greeting us this morning, and that's powerful prayer. We want to thank Minister Tiffany for ushering us in this morning. We give thanks to every one of us on this call. We thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. McGee, for this powerful message this morning. So will you close us out on the benediction, please?
Praise God. I just want to remind us, as we are going through this season of Lent, that we, our souls, everything about us, seeking the more of God, is hungering for more of God. We desire the manifestation of the glory of God as we drink deeply from his word and from his presence. Now, Holy God, we ask now that you will abide with us so that we will stay close to you and that you will be glorified in everything we say and do. This is our prayer in Jesus' name as we leave this call today. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friends. I love you. Bye-bye.